WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone, buckle up because today we're diving into something truly powerful. Self-kindness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Leo, isn't kindness just for Hallmark movies and fluffy bunnies? Hold on a second, because this is about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you'd offer your best friend, even when things get tough. Think about it. You wouldn't berate your buddy for messing up, right? You'd probably offer a pat on the back, some words of encouragement, maybe even a pizza slice to make things better. So why do we often treat ourselves with less compassion than we extend to others? We all deserve that same level of understanding and support, especially when we stumble. Here's the thing. Practicing self-kindness isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing your humanity, acknowledging your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same warmth and forgiveness you'd offer to someone you care about deeply. It's about creating a safe space for growth and learning, even when things get messy. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with yourself. First up, ditch the inner critic. That voice in your head constantly pointing out flaws and shortcomings? Yeah, it's time to hit the mute button on that negativity. Challenge those harsh judgments, replace them with kind and encouraging words, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Next up, practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a sense of contentment. Third, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply allowing yourself some quiet time to recharge. Now, don't fear imperfection. Embrace the beauty of being human, with all its quirks, flaws, and imperfections. Remember that success isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, learning from your mistakes, and striving to be better each day. Finally, be patient and kind to yourself. Change takes time, so don't get discouraged if you slip up. Just dust yourself off, offer yourself a little encouragement, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're on this journey together with yourself, every step of the way. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to be more, do more, achieve more? You know that feeling when you're so focused on reaching the next goal that you forget to appreciate where you are right now? That's exactly what happened to me a few months back. I was juggling a bunch of projects, trying to build my business, and all I could think about was the finish line. One day, I realized I was running on fumes, constantly stressed, and neglecting my own well-being. It was like I was sprinting through life without ever stopping to take a breath. That's when it hit me. I needed to practice some serious self-kindness. So, I started making small changes, prioritizing sleep, taking walks in nature, journaling my thoughts and feelings, and saying no to commitments that drained my energy. It wasn't always easy, but the difference was incredible. I felt calmer, more focused, and genuinely happier. Remember, self-kindness isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it as your own personal superpower. The ability to create a space of love and acceptance within yourself. When you treat yourself with kindness, you unlock your full potential, cultivate resilience, and build a life that truly aligns with your values. So, what's one small act of self-kindness you can incorporate into your day? Maybe it's taking a few minutes to meditate, writing down 3 things you're grateful for, or simply giving yourself permission to relax and recharge. Remember, even the smallest gestures can make a world of difference. Let me know in the comments what acts of self-kindness are helping you thrive. And remember, be kind to yourselves. The world needs your light shining bright. See you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.